Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's congressional primary day in New York State. We have covered all the major races on our show. Now we will open the phones for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. If you are voting today and you know who you are, call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Who are you voting for among Charles Rangel and his challengers? 212-433-WNYC. How about Nydia Velasquez or one of her challengers? 212-433-9692. What about Charles Barron versus Hakeem Jeffries to succeed Ed Towns in Brooklyn, or Grace Meng versus Rory Lantzman to succeed Gary Ackerman in Queens? 212-433-WNYC. If you're a registered Republican, which of the three candidates who want to run against Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in the fall are you voting for in the GOP primary today? Wendy Long, Nassau County Comptroller George Maragos, or Brooklyn Congressman Bob Turner, who got that Anthony Weiner seat? 212-433-9692. And among the Democrats who want to challenge Republican Congresswoman Nan Hayworth in Westchester and points north, Rich Baker, Sean Patrick Maloney, Dwayne Jackson, Tom Wilson, and Ann Moultrie, who are you voting for there? 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, that's such an interesting collection of candidates in a race that we didn't spend a lot of time on. Becker's a doctor, Moultrie's a nurse, Maloney's a lawyer who worked for Spitzer and Bill Clinton, Wilson is the mayor of Tuxedo, and Jackson's the guy who helped thwart the Times Square bomb plot. Remember that? So someone interesting will be running against Congresswoman Hayworth, who's also a doctor, and we'll certainly be covering that in a swing district Westchester up to Poughkeepsie, that area, come the fall. So there's the rundown of the major contested races on this congressional primary day in New York for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. Electioneering, welcome here. Lines are now full, so as people finish up, you can call. Well, somebody hung up, so one person can call 212-433-WNYC right now. I also have the Times, the Post, the Daily News, and the El Diario endorsements in front of me if you want to ask about any of those. And if you want to tell us anything about your voting experience, if you've already voted today, you can do that too. I know they're still ironing out the bugs in New York's new voting machines. 212-433-WNYC for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. Maria in Washington Heights, you're on the air. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, how are you, Brian? We enjoy your show.
Thank you. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Clyde Williams.
Against Rangel, et cetera?
Yes, yes. As I explained to your screener, I was going to vote for a state senator, Adriano Espaillat, but I felt last week he played the race card. I felt he played it unnecessarily. He's been hardworking, and he would have had my vote. But I think Mr. Williams will work hard, and he seems kind of sober and straightforward, so he's getting my vote.
Thank you very much. Clyde Williams, endorsed by the Times and the Daily News, by the way. The Post position seems to be anybody but Rangel. I haven't seen a specific endorsement from the Post, but their lead editorial today is actually a knock on Charles Rangel and the many Democratic politicians who have endorsed Charles Rangel for this reelection. So there you go. Times and News for Williams, who worked for Bill Clinton. Post, anybody but Rangel, and El Diario for Espaillat. Well, let's stay in that district. Michael in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I will be voting for Charlie Rangel in a few minutes, actually. I can't say I've really been following the election that closely. I've been getting all the mailers and the robocalls. I have to say, you know, I've heard about the scandals in the last 4 years or so that he's been in office. But, you know, I consider myself a pretty savvy voter. I'm in my 30s now. I remember being relatively young and listening to him on TV, and I've always found him to be a real fighter, a compelling progressive in the Democratic Party, and I don't see why we should give up the seniority and the experience he has. And I haven't really just heard anything from the other candidates that are really compelling to me, other than the fact that they just want to be in Congress. They just want to be politicians.
Michael, thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC is a couple of lines have opened up now for Informal, Unofficial, Thoroughly Unscientific, New York Congressional Primary Day Exit Poll, 212-433-9692. John in Forest Hills, you're on the air. Hi, John.
Hello there. Kind of a tough call for me. I prefer the issues that were being raised by Lanceman. However, I'm become very leery of bomb thrower alpha male types. That's one reason I never really cottoned to Wiener, long before texting issues. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to go then with somebody who can build bridges, etc., which would be Ming.
All right. Thank you very much. And Robert in Rego Park, staying in that same district. Hi, Robert.
Ryan, how you doing, guy? I am definitely going to vote for Meng. My wife is going to vote for Meng. She's for people from Flushing, Rego Park, middle class. She's for the issues. She's a person who's very compassionate, and she really wants to do a job for the people, not just for the wealthy people.
Thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC. In that race, by the way, for those of you who are interested, Meng has got the endorsement of The Times and The Post and El Diario. The Daily News is picking Lanceman in that race. You heard some of the arguments there for Ms. Meng, which are some of the same ones that that the papers use. The Daily News argument for Lanceman is that he's the best of a four-person field, showed independence from the chamber's leadership, that is the Democratic leadership in the state assembly, and won passage of important bills, including a measure that bars New York courts from honoring foreign libel judgments. So that is unless a court determined that the judgments meet U.S. First Amendment standards. So you have three of the four papers for Meng, the one for Lanceman. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And there are other candidates in that race. Those are considered the main two. And I think Bob in Queens is voting for one of the others. So hi, Bob.
Hi, I'm voted for Elizabeth Crowley. It was effortless. I was the third person at the voting booth on Union Turnpike in Queens.
In that same race. Tell us why Elizabeth Crowley. She's a city councilwoman.
Well, I start out from a different perspective. I start out being angry that I'm currently represented by a Republican, since I used to be in Anthony Weiner's district. I'm represented by a Republican because Ed Koch told people that it was more important to embarrass the president than it was to vote for a Democrat. So Rory Lanceman is supported by Ed Koch. He's not getting my vote. And from what I saw, Meng had a similar views when it came to international matters. And Elizabeth Crowley, when I had a chance to ask her about international matters, she said she thought that they wouldn't matter in the election, that basically she was focusing on local issues and issues of family health and things about running the country as we find it.
Bob, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Here's Joan in Summers, New York. Joan, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to call your attention to Matt Alexander, who's running in the 18th District. You didn't mention him before, Brian.
This is the Nan Hayworth seat.
The woman is not running, and Matt Alexander is running. He is the best candidate. He is a mayor in Wappingers Falls, reelected twice, no opposition, has really a grassroots person, and solved their water problems, no scandal attached to him. He's a very bright, personable, honorable young man, and I voted for him, and I hope other people will in my district.
Thank you very much, Joan. 212-433-WNYC. Lucy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I voted for Charles Barron in the new 8th district. I find him independent. He's not another machine-backed candidate. I believe he'll represent all his constituents, particularly the many poor and disadvantaged constituents in his district. There's been a lot of media hysteria about some of his less than civil remarks, and I regret those remarks. I predict he'll be a little more tempered when he goes to Congress, in his remarks, but he will bring a movement to Congress, as he has talked about. Nobody else talks about bringing a movement. I much rather have someone who's going to stir things up and shake it up a bit than another bland, corporate-backed congressional representative.
Lucy, thank you very much. Lucy in Brooklyn for Barron. In that race, by the way, looking at the papers, the Times, the Post, and the Daily News have all endorsed Hakeem Jeffries. I haven't seen an El Diario endorsement in that one. Back to the North Country for Arthur in Newburgh. Arthur, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Brian. I wanted to echo one of the calls that just came in, that your intro information was inaccurate. Candidate that you mentioned, Ann Moultrie, had dropped out.
She
about
dropped
2 months
out.
Ago.
She was. She's
and there's
the
two
nurse.
Other candidates, okay. Both of whom are mayors in the towns up here. I actually am supporting and working for the Dwayne Jackson campaign, but there's five strong candidates, all of whom would make a good candidate against Nan Hayworth. And the at this point, with a traditionally light turnout in a primary on a day that's not traditionally a primary election day with no other big races, anybody could win.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's impossible to predict this.
And I apologize for the omission and the, I guess, old information that I had about Ms. Moultrie's candidacy. So are you also supporting...
I'm working for Dwayne Jackson campaign.
Oh, right.
And as you indicated, Dwayne was a hero in the Times Square attempted bombing. But he's a really interesting candidate in his own right, with a lot of experience background in organizing for jobs for veterans, and he's a local businessman. He's got a lot of community organization experience, and he's really making a thrust in the urban areas that are in this district, even though it's not a predominantly urban district.
Arthur, I'm going to leave it there, and I really appreciate it. And again, I apologize for missing one or two people in that race. Obviously, listeners who live in that district, you should be relying primarily on things you've gotten before Election Day. So, again, I apologize, and we certainly will have whoever wins that election, the Democratic primary in the congressional district that runs roughly from northern Westchester up to Poughkeepsie, on the air. And along with, we hope, Congresswoman Nan Hayworth, who also comes on the show, the Republican congressman who will be the incumbent in what I'm sure will be a very contested race, as that district has swung back and forth a number of times. Remember, it used to be represented by John Hall, who was famous as the lead of the band Orleans, and he was in for a couple of terms. And then Republican Hayworth got in, and now there'll be another fight there in that district this fall. Asher in Woodmere, you're on WNYC. Hello, Asher.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay.
I want, characteristically, you omitted also the 4th Congressional District in the five towns.
In the five towns on the island, uh-huh.
The incumbent is Carolyn McCarthy, whom I'm going to eventually vote again for. But I'm a registered Republican, and I'm a frustrated liberal Republican, so I find myself participating, yet ultimately voting on, for the Democrat and the liberal line when there was a liberal line, so to feel less guilty. Today we had we have a choice, and I voted already, between Frank the two, I called it the War of the Franks, Frank Scaturo, a young man, and Francis Becker, who was the legislator here in Nassau County, and I, holding my nose and taking my cod liver oil, voted for Becker, telling him, both of them, in fact, in writings, that I will eventually vote for Gillibrand in the fall, as I will vote for, I'm an Obamacan, I'm a Republican for Obama.
An Obamacan. Asher and Woodmere, thank you very much. So there's another primary that we didn't cover. This is the Republican congressional primary to run against Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, who's been in office since the late 90s from that Long Island district. Elizabeth in Manhattan Beach, you're on WNYC. Hello. Oh, is she not there? Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, sorry. Yes, I am in what this very peculiar new 8th district in Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan Beach. I used to be in Wiener's district. Anyway, I'm going to vote for Hakeem Jeffries, who seems like, I don't know that much about him, but he seems like a perfectly respectable, he's been an assemblyman, decent fellow. And I must confess, to a great extent, I'm voting against Charles Barron, who, very controversial character, former Black Panther, has said very nasty things about Israel, compared Gaza to, you know, concentration camp, said he'd like to slap a white person just to make himself feel better. He seems to delight in saying outrageous things. He brought Robert Mugabe to speak at, I forget, the city council or something. Anyway, he's been quite outrageous, very divisive. I would call him a black racist. So I'm definitely voting for Hakeem Jeffries.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. And there we're going to leave it. So there we have a nice smattering of calls in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific, and I can't stress that enough, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. We had one for Jeffries, one for Barron there. We had some for three different candidates in the Queens race, and we had a good representation from people in the North Country race in the 18th, and few other things. So, you know, why do we do this? We do this on Election Day, number one, to remind everybody that it is Election Day, and this is such a strange primary day. And as the last caller was indicating, people's districts have changed. There was the redistricting that takes place once a decade after the census. And so some of your voting places may have changed. The candidates who are actually on the ballot for you, who your current member of Congress is, may have changed. This is congressional primary day in New York State. So if you're going to do some last-minute research, you still have a few hours. The polls are open until 9 o'clock tonight. See if there is a meaningful race in your area and go out and vote. Brian Lehrer, WNYC, still to come this hour. Speculators buying vast tracts of land all over the globe. Could it mean food shortages? And eighth grade girls from New Jersey win a national video game design competition. We'll ask them, how do you make technology classes gender neutral? Stay tuned.